from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Get your thoughts on the Warriors. So let's do the plus sign on the calculator. They added D'Anthony Melton, Slow-Mo. We had him on. Kyle Anderson, former Minnesota T-Wolf. And
not a fan.
Okay. Buddy Hield.
I actually kind of like the Buddy Hield.
Okay. Over 200 three-pointers, I believe, two of the last three seasons in the NBA.
I think he's made more threes in the last, some period of time than Steph.
But the
Clay.
One thing about him, he was in shooter's paradise to me in Philly. And now that they've added Paul George and they kind of don't see you, they see you expendable. That scares me. But Buddy Hield can shoot with the best of them.
And he hasn't lost quickness, so he's, he'll get to his open spot.
I'm worried about this team on the defensive end. But
yeah, but I mean, as far
Chris
as
Paul and Clay, Lair, where are you at with this thing?
Well,
talk to us, baby.
They're older guys. I mean, I think it was the right decision. I think it was the right decision to say goodbye to Clay.
Okay.
All good things have to come to an end. He couldn't handle the twilight of his career. He had gone from this really light, fun-loving guy to this anchor, this heavy anchor where everybody had to check in with him, and Kerr was tiptoeing and Steph was tiptoeing and everybody, Moses Moody's tiptoeing, and it's like, enough, no tiptoeing. Not for what he is at this point. So I think he was right to let him move on, and I'm glad that he did. It sounds like Joe. It sounds like they role played. It sounds like Steve and Dunleavy were like, man, we are desperate to have you. And Joe's like, no, we're not.
Okay.
And
that's why that, Larry, when I found out we were working together, it was about 4 days ago, I was like, okay, I'm going to be emotional like I always am about that, the Klay Thompson and what I deemed at the time the disrespect that came from the Warriors organization. And I don't know if you know or read about the date that was, or the outing in L.A., late between Lakeup and Klay, and they were golfing.
Right.
And Ramona Shelburne reported that Klay said the contract didn't even come up. And I'm over there telling Stani and the listeners, that's just offensive. Even if it wasn't going to culminate that trip in a contract, you got to at least bring it up. But then when we find out, we've got some Kerr sound, we'll play. He joined Willard and Dibbs, and he opened up and basically said just what you echoed. You talked about the fun, love, and Klay. And then came the dark times, which he let us in. But just being around the team and it being about him versus himself, the Spider-Man meme, and that wasn't good for anybody around. And now I've changed my tune. And maybe the best thing for Klay, and it looks like he took his own advice, is going somewhere else and starting fresh, Larry. Not sitting and watching Pods, who I love and just joined Bonte and Shasky. Not watching Moody replace him. I don't wish that on my own worst enemy. Watching your own mortality, right? On something you built. So now I'm not mad. I'm happy for both parties, but I do think the Warriors are going to miss the shooting. But as far as what you said, Kerr, he had to coach and put him in games knowing I probably didn't even want to put you back in, but I know what you're dealing with. I love you. And go back in, Clay, but he's doing that for the sake of Clay, and that I don't believe helped anybody.
I mean, if you watched the Warriors last year, you would know that it's like a total insider knowledge team. Like if you just watched
Martha Stewart,
you know, the rotations made no sense, but unless you follow the team for years, and then you understood the dynamic of Klay Thompson in the twilight and Kerr's loyalty to Thompson and Curry and obviously Draymond Green and Kevon Looney. I mean, to be honest, I mean, Trayce Jackson-Davis should have been starting from the start. He was clearly the best center option. And how long did it take for him to get out there? It took him months to get out there. So, you know, Kerr is got, I mean, like everybody else, he's got strengths and weaknesses. His strengths are that he probably can keep a group together as good as anybody. And he probably got it from Phil, because Phil was great at keeping a group together.
Good call.
Steve is incredible at keeping a group together. And I think it netted them a ring, man. The year that they beat the Celtics, were they the best team in the NBA, or were they the best team that stayed together?
Okay.
And I think they were just, he kept it together. They won their extra ring. But the downside is, you know, he was loyal to his guys. And Moses Moody paid the price.
Yeah, no
doubt.
And
Jonathan Kuminga paid the price. And only because Pods and Trayce Jackson-Davis were so advanced relatively did they play right away. But Moody has still not really gotten his career. His career has been somewhat stalled because he's the young guy who it's easy to say, you're not playing tonight. Yeah. As opposed to the veteran who's going to stew and pout and be angry and have these hostile emotions. And Steve knew Moses is easier to bench than Clay, and so he did. And you tell me that was the right move all year? Now, Clay did have a strong year at the second half of the year, did shoot 39% from three. It's not like Clay Thompson's
18 points a game. Yeah. I keep beating that drum.
It's not like Clay Thompson's done, but Clay Thompson is, there's a heaviness to Clay Thompson where everybody's got to tiptoe around him.
No doubt,
and there's no reason to do that. And I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah, and you know what? Up. And who am I to feel sorry for anybody? But just from a basketball standpoint, I'm happy for Kerr, the teammates, and even Clay, because he wasn't doing it on purpose, Larry. You're just talking about that outgoing guy that become one of the all-time fan favorites, Clay, on his boat. And even that, with the boat trips, it changed because, you know, he was the rat on the table, per se, brought to you by ATCO. And I never once knew just how suffocating that was for the organization, rotations. But I will say this. That voice you just heard is the great Larry Krueger in for Steiny on a Friday. We got a jam-packed show, and right now we're just talking about the Warriors offseason. And we'll also get into the other rat on the table, Larry, which is the future of Steph Curry and this Warrior team. Because, man,
that is a major
you
story.
Were just texting me all these, the trade. I hate the trade machine, but the money worked. But Larry, Malcolm X, any means necessary, you try to avoid trading one Stephen Wardell Curry. That's where I'm at.
You're not going to trade him, but he could demand a trade.
Okay, no doubt.
He could demand a trade. And what did he say the other day? I mean, he said he wanted to go to the finish line with the Warriors, and then the other day he said, like, stuff changes or something.
He said things in this league change quickly.
Right.
And I don't know if he was smarting, because I told Steiny this yesterday. I don't know if he was still the residue of Clay leaving and maybe he felt like the organization could have did something different. I don't know. But that line right there. And Larry, I got to tell you this. I don't know about your life, but a lot of times relationships in my life, sometimes they end on a positive, mostly negative. But sometimes you can end on a positive. You know what? This isn't working and both parties go their own separate ways and there's no angst. So you're right. If Curry did come to Joe and say, you know what, I know what time it is. We've had a great run. Nobody wants to hear that, Larry, but it is feasible. And that's why you try to do everything under the sun to avoid that.
Well, and I wondered, and we talked about this many times. I know you and Steiny have as well. Would Steph prefer to go out with his guys or prefer to go out as a winner? And what if it's neither? What if it's like, hey, you know what? Clay's gone now and Draymond eventually is going to go, and Steph's going to be the last guy. He may not be able to go out with his guys, and he may not win again.
Mm.
So it's like, maybe if it was like, hey, I could have both. I could go out as a winner and with my guys. I think that's what he would choose. But if he can't have either, Would he then want to be somewhere else? I know he loves being here and his family's here and he lives in Palo Alto now. He's happy, I'm sure, here. I'm sure his kids have roots here. They go to school here, right? But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Is the best thing to go to the finish line with Steph on a losing outfit or a rebuilding outfit? Or at some point does he say, especially if Golden State gets off to a bad start this year and suddenly it's like, okay, what do you want to do? And then suddenly he's like, you know what? I'd like to play in L.A. I'd like to play in New York. I'd like to play somewhere where I can. I'd like to go play in Charlotte. I'd like to go play for another young up-and-coming team. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. And no, I hear you, Larry, and that's why I was disappointed with PG-13. We hadn't talked. We hadn't hooked up. I don't know what you thought, but it signaled to me that they're going all in for Curry, and we'll deal with the rebuild when we have to deal with the rebuild, because to me, that's an oxymoron. You cannot please both masters and rebuild with Steph and Dre. That's just what time it is to me, and I've been trying to convey that to Stani and the rest of the gang, and he understood to a degree. But if you can't get Paul George, and if maybe it was going to cost you Kuminga, I would have threw Kuminga in there. I don't know what the Clippers were doing.
He was 34. I mean, Paul George is older. I don't want to trade Kuminga for an older guy, but I hear what you're saying. So they tried on Paul George.
What about marketing, which could still, according to who you believe, it's something still going on.
They're trying on marketing, okay. Then after, if they miss out on marketing and miss out on PG,
I don't have any
and they missed out on Brandon Ingram.
Yes. Who I don't even put in that. Like, I would not use Kuminga. That's where your boy stops. I don't think Brandon Ingram, who I love or like, I don't think he's worth Kuminga. I think Kuminga could be better than him fast, quick, and in a hurry.
Yeah, no, I agree. So, but I mean, you're now going down the pecking order. Okay, so the first goal is try to win now with Steph.
N-O-W.
Right? Try to win right now with Steph. Get somebody to be his Batman, be his Robin to Steph's Batman. Okay, but you missed, you know, so far you've missed on marketing. You missed on Paul George. You're saying Brandon Ingram is next up.
Yeah, there's no AB. I don't even want to bat.
Willard, I think I could see Kuzma. I've heard
people laugh me. No, I can't.
I've heard Zach Levine. I like Kuzma. I mean, he's okay, but yeah. I mean, to me, you know, then if you go deeper and you're like, okay, well, what about if they can't get those guys? I kind of like the big man out of Detroit, Jalen Duren. And then I like Alperen Sengun for Houston.
Well, I don't think he's going anywhere, but I like him too.
But he, you know, if Houston wanted to make a big play, I mean, I would definitely be interested in Sengun. But here's the thing: if you're now going down the pecking order and you're not getting Markkanen and you can't get, and now you're at the Levine Kuzma stage.
I'm a Levine fan.
I'm a Levine fan too. Even though he's, you know, he's a vertical player and he's got knee problems, but still. I like him, but I'm just saying, is that winning a title? So then it's a matter of, okay, let's say you get Levine, and now you start slow. Now he's got a bad knee. Now you're in December or January, and you're not going anywhere, and you're wasting another year of Steph's career. And then suddenly he tells you with 3 weeks to go before the trade deadline, hey, you know what? I wouldn't mind going somewhere else and winning. Now you got a problem that it's a real problem because now you're in season and there, you know, he wants to be traded like in 3 weeks.
See, I don't think he would be Kirk because Curry's presidential. I'll call him the basketball NBA Obama. Yeah, in mid season. But Larry, it's the optics for me. I feel like if you fire on one of these guys, and let's just say it costs you Kuminga, if I was Joe Lacob and company, would sleep at night knowing, hey, you know what? It didn't work. We got marketing. We got PG-13. We got Steph all the help that we could at the time, but we failed. That, to me, is a portfolio that is 100 times better than not doing it. And for the people in the back that say, and Stani was one of them, what about those ones? What about those draft picks? Well, if it comes time to where to the point to where nobody wants it to me, I'm going casino, shadow MGM. Curry is the chip that would fetch you those picks back to where it would help you in rebuilding moving forward. It's a match made in heaven, but it's something that you don't want to have, you know, rear its head. But to me, that's the chip that would get you, you know, right back on track to start the process over again.
I don't know the ins and outs of the ticket buying public for the Warriors well enough to say definitively what it would be. I mean, I've lived here my whole life, and I know the Warriors have drawn well when they were bad. I mean, it was a good timeout.
It was a great timeout when they were getting drubbed.
But what's it going to be like if you're winning 32 games in Steph Curry's twilight years? Would it be better? I mean, we were talking about this at the summit at Fremont Bank on Tuesday. Just Steph alone?
The gate.
We were talking about the gate.
I think, Larry.
If you're Joe, he built this incredibly fancy arena.
Privately funded.
Yeah. So, I mean, he needs people to come through the turnstiles. So, I mean, it's like if you trade 7 number ones and pick swaps and all your young talent and you get somebody and you don't win a title, you could drive your franchise into an irrelevant status that could last half a decade.
See, and that's why that
might be very painful for
Joe.
But
I don't think that happens. You mentioned 35 games with Steph playing at the level, depending on who you talk to.
My partner,
he got tired second half. Steiny focuses on that. You're right, but he got tired because he had no effing help. Yeah. And as he gets older and he ages, he needs help. There's nothing wrong with HELP. And 26 a game, damn near his metrics, 38%, 39% from three. Steph Curry is the least of your problems. So Larry, it's just me. I'm my prerogative. Bobby Brown, I'm going all in on who I identify that could help this team. And the Kuzmas of the world, and it's so funny in the Twitterverse or social media, we laugh at Kuzma's attire. I don't know if you've seen him coming into a game nightly.
Believe me, I've seen it.
But when you talk about just basketball, dude can ball.
Yeah.
I called him a poor man's Melo and almost had to shut off my ex because people are saying, you're saying he's Carmelo Anthony. No, he's a gifted scorer in our league. That would help the Warriors. So would Zach LaVine. Now, you went worst case scenario. I'm Dr. Optimistic. If Zach holds up, that's a dude that could get you 26, 27 a night, Larry. And he would be playing his easiest basketball. So
the Warriors supposedly turned down Wiggins and Paul for LaVine.
Now, that would hurt me because you let Paul go basically for nothing. And on top of that, let me do my reset. You let Jordan Poole go basically for nothing. Those are the things that haunt you, Larry. You got nothing for Wiggins. So do I sound like a hater if I'm taking Warrior inventory and I go back that far? Because when I look at this thing and you talk about the price of a dynasty and I step back and I be an adult and I say, you know what? Why are you mad, Goo? If hard, shout out Run DMC, hard times. If they're upon us, step back and reflect. They got 4 rings. This thing was incredible. Can you really be mad? And my answer to that, talking to myself, is I would be mad if Curry was still playing at this level and they don't win. That's when you got to get him out of here. You go to him or he comes to you. That's what I don't want to see, Larry. If he turns into Larry Holmes, I could almost accept that. But if Steph is still balling and it's what's around him is why they're not winning, I would be like, you know what? You failed him in the end.
Well, they're not winning now.
Well, damn.
I mean,
they didn't make the playoffs. But if Draymond doesn't get suspended, can we do that real quick? Larry, are they a natural 10th seed?
I don't think so.
They're not a natural 10th seed, Larry.
I don't
think
you can say they're a playoff team because you've got your best players getting worse. So, you know, Steph's not going to be better next year. He's going to be worse. And Draymond's not better next year. He's worse.
Right.
So I don't know that, you know, that you can really project them and just say, well, if Draymond had been healthy, they would have won more games. Who's going to cover for the regression of Draymond and Steph going forward? I just would like to know from the fans, what do Warrior fans want? Because, I mean, I am a Warrior fan. I grew up in the Sunset. I high-fived my buddies when they got Larry Hughes.
Okay,
I was there when Bobby Sur was wearing an orange jersey. And this run has been amazing.
Yes, it has.
But if you can't win anymore, and I would say that's, if you say what's more likely, they're going to win another ring with Steph or they can't win anymore with Steph, I would say they're more likely to not be able to win with Steph. Would you rather see Steph play out the twilight? He's 36 right now. How many years he's got left? 3, 4?
Okay.
36, 37, 38, 39, 40, whatever. 4 or 5 years left. You want those years here and no matter what, or do you want to accelerate the rebuild and move him?
Because well, the answer to
he makes $50 million.
Yeah, but the answer to that is what's around him. It's on pods. It's on Kuminga and his jump. And can he get a consistent jumper? But it's everybody. TJD, year two. It's everybody to answer that question. And let me just read this to you.
When would you make that decision? I mean,
that's the $100 million question.
Do you make that decision at the trade deadline? Is this a decision for next offseason? I would make this argument. Every day that goes by, you're getting less for Steph Curry.
Mm.
And right now might be the time. If you've already moved on from Klay Thompson, you're probably not winning any more rings.
But I understand.
If you can't get Markkanen, and now it's the LaVine-Kuzma conversation, I think the title is off the table. And then I think I got to have a very real conversation with Steph. Steph, we tried to go get you Markkanen. We tried to go get you a true, you know, running mate. But you know what? We couldn't do it. We don't have the assets. We can't add the kind of piece that we need to contend. Would you rather be a Laker? Would you rather be a Knick? Would you rather be a Rocket? Would you rather be a Charlotte Hornet?
Mm.
Would you rather be a Sacramento King?
But it's too early for that, Larry, and we're up against it. We're going to get into that on the other side because you threw it out to the fans. That's Larry Kruger in for Steiny. We're rocking and rolling on 95.7 The Game. Remember, next week our lineup is going to be jacked up starting Monday. Willard and Dibbs will be on from 6 to 10. Bonte and Shasky will be on from 10 to 2. And yours truly and Steiny will be on 2 to 6. And your chance to win an autographed Klay Thompson jersey, don't worry, is just for a week. And it's all brought to you by Jack's Restaurant. That segment was brought to you by Safeway.
This fish is stinking from the air.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.